they said either the lupus.
I got a little word here.
I know that's why they
last Sunday
and she's had it before.
Last Sunday I got up and I was doing my morning devotional and felt the Holy Spirit put this in me. I had never really looked at this coming year with any other importance other than it's a good year, but it's a very important year. Let me just read this here. Me having been born in 1957, the thought of being on the verge of the year 2020 has a different feeling to a normal upcoming new year. As a child, I couldn't fathom what the world would be like in 2020. It seemed like such an unrealistic distance away, yet it's here. To put it in perspective, World War II ended just 16 years prior to my birth. Dwight D. Eisenhower was the U.S. president. Schools and society in the South were still segregated. Vietnam was an unknown country to most Americans. It was a difficult era, a different era. We now find ourselves on the brink of a new decade, the 20s. The 1920s, 100 years ago, became known as the Roaring 20s due to many old ways being left behind and the world becoming modern. And 100 years ago, World War I was a fresh memory. And as the U.S. became recognized as a world power, albeit reluctant one, will the upcoming 20s be repeated of the Roaring 20s of a century ago? Will it be a period of great change, the world becoming even more modern, and time will tell? It is just interesting to think about where we will be 10 years from now and to enter the 30s. What will our 20s be known for? Will it be a great revival where people turn to God and come to know Him more? Or will it be the opposite, a great falling away? The world is getting more wicked, and that even if that's even possible. But the Bible tells us in the last days there will be a great falling away. So we must make a choice, make a stand for God like never before, or stand by and do nothing, thus becoming part of the problem. It is up to you. As for me and my house, we will work like never before to help build God's kingdom, and in doing so, we must tear down the enemy's strongholds. How can we do that, you might ask me? Only by God's power and being led by the Spirit. The year 2020 is not just year 2020, but it is a spiritual number, and it's recognized in eye doctors. 2020 is known to represent vision, and we must have a spiritual vision. The Bible says, "My people perish because they do not have a vision." To see as God sees things has nothing to do with how you feel, how you think, or what someone else is telling you to do. You must find the spiritual flow for your life and jump into the deep end and go with it. Paul writes in Galatians 5:16, "I say, then walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not upon your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your path." Brothers, we need that more this year than ever year before. I'm telling you, this upcoming election is really, really important to what spiritual flow this world goes in. Because I see if things keep going, you know, with the church in charge of the spiritual things, that we can live many more years and do God's work. But if it goes the other way, I fear that we're going to see the end come a lot quicker. I know God's got his own timetable and stuff, but yet he says, occupy till I come, to work and to you know, do our part. Any input?
Some people, as you said, we're talking about the end times, and I believe we are living in the end times even now.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, people talk about that in tribulation. I believe as a Christian, we go through our tribulations now, even more so than those that are on the fence or non-believers or whatever. But what you said about the 2020 eyesight, okay, and most of us, as we get older, don't have perfect vision now, okay? But we need spiritual perfection, and that's 7-7. Okay, and that's the way I've always looked at it. When you have 7-7 vision there, that you control as to how weak your vision might get. And what you're saying is true. And I believe that the 2020s of this decade coming up is going to be similar to the battles that we've been going through, even more so, because the devil's running around seeking to destroy. And he's not going to sit still just because he's not making a move. He's going to make it work. And so, yeah, we have to be spiritually alert all the time.
I don't know if you remember back when Pastor Bill Owens taught on spiritual gravity. Because the worst thing you can tell a new convert is, you know, you're going to get saved and this is going to be a cakewalk. You're not going to have any problems. You're better off preparing that person that all the hordes of hell are going to come against you now. Because before you were no threat to Satan's, you know, domain. But now all of a sudden you are. So he's going to throw everything in the kitchen sink at you. And I think you better prepare a person if you tell them that. I'm glad he told me that early on.
They have your faith, you taught that for a long time. They have your faith strengthened by your belief in Jesus and hold on to that. Because, the devil's going to try.
Oh, yeah.
But what most people don't seem to really grasp hold of is, you know, eventually they will, but when you first start out, sometimes it's hard to believe that what's coming against you, if you speak the name of Jesus, the authority is given to you, and you can overcome it. But most people are going, why is God doing this to me? Why is God doing this to me? And he's not doing it.
No,
it's the distorted nature of Adam that we live with that's doing it to you. The devil's using it. When I finally got a hold of that, I didn't worry for a thing about this life.
I can't tell you how many times people said, you know, blame God for this, blame God. I said, you're right. It's God, but it's not the God you think. It's the God of this world, which the Bible tells us is Satan. That's who you want to be. Yeah. And that's, you know, hopefully you can open your eyes.
It was a good national example. Remember when the World Trade Towers went down? Somebody were asking Billy Graham's daughter, I think it was, Billy Graham's daughter, why did God let this happen? And she said, God didn't let it happen. The people did. Well, how do you mean that? God is broken into the Father. And if we threw him out of our schools, we threw him out of our government, we threw him out of our lives, and we threw him actually in a lot of places, threw him out of our churches. What is he going to do? He has to let the things that you want happen. She said that on national television. Lord, did that stir up his thing.
I think a word that you use was strongholds. You know, if you forget a very simple thing of God's judgment begins with the house of the Lord. You know, the house of God. Now, you're the house of God. Okay? Most people don't want to deal with their strongholds because they're trying to get a stronghold. You know? And until we deal with our strongholds, how can we go around trying to remove the stronghold out of our brother, you know. Now, of course, you can pray, you know. That's one thing you can do. But if you begin with yourself and ask God, you know, what is it about my life that or you want to change, not what I want to change. I may be puffing the cigarettes constantly and going, oh, you're kidding me, get away from the cigarettes. Maybe the God is here.
pornography or something else for you at that moment. So you need to do the thing that God is telling you to do at the moment. You know, because he knows how to break the stronghold. Because a lot of times it's like a chain. You break one link and it makes the chain a little weaker. Breaking the links and eventually you're able to deal with the stronghold. Anger, bitterness, stuff like that. And you've got an anger problem, you can't control your anger. You keep trying to control your anger and you can't figure out why you can't do it.
I'm getting angry because I can't control my anger.
Right. You're bitter. You know? So God tells you, okay, let's just work on your bitterness. Well, when the bitterness goes, guess what?
It's the root.
That's the root. You see, it's the root cause that we need to get before the Lord and ask him about. And my root cause might be different than your root cause. So, you know, it's important that we're listening to God to get instruction.
And I've shared this with people that deal with some of them you're talking about. And I said, there's a simple little phrase that can make you stop and think about it. He said, let go, let God. Simple as that. And they said, well, how does that go? You let go of it and let God show you how to solve it.
I want to give you that so you have some
then
snack
they go, wow, you know, I just never looked at
it. So
I said, we're not perfect.
Thank you.
I know that. If you don't have some.
Don't go looking for
some. I don't need some more. My chops are terrible, but.
Because we're in them.
No, this is killing me.
Aaron said this once years ago. If I ever found a perfect church and walked through the front door, no longer be perfect. That's it. So I said, you need to go right to God.
No, we're good.
Let her know that all the people praying for
us.
You mentioned the 1920s.
Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of good movies being done. But first comes to mind is the president that was elected in 1940. But the good thing is women got the right to vote. Maybe as men don't see it that way, but there was automatically a great increase in the number of voters. But another bad thing is it ended in the stock market. So there was both good and bad things.
I put in there, I was born in 57, I had in there that. Yeah. And so with 57 Chevy, I took that part out.
I mean, I was born in 1950. So when 2000 came along, it was like,
I mean, it's hard. Yeah, Y2K was 20 years ago. Yeah, 20 years ago.
Everybody expected to wake up and not going to be shut down.
And then there's money on the other side of my house.
We'll wake up on January 1st, July 1st, and shut down the world. Stock market, foreign trade, no computer work, all you can do. And just went to turnover.
And the computer manufacturers are laughing because everybody was running out buying a new one to get ready for January 1st. 2000.
All the way to the bank.
The old ones aren't going to work. You have to get the new ones.
What gets me is people are voting now that were not even alive during 2001.
Remember that movie?
You were talking about all the generations, how they're getting less and less Christian. But the only two groups in America that are actually having enough kids to replace themselves are the Christians and the Muslims. Everybody else stopped having kids 15 years ago, so the generation that's being born at this time should be conservative because that's the only ones having kids in America.
If we're setting the example for the children.
Yeah. But they're saying that the generation that's in middle school and going into high school right now are very conservative in their outlooks.
Right. And then back in the 70s, we had the same thing. Back in the 70s, you know, it was like Christianity and
hi guys, thank you.
Kids that were in high school in the early 70s, their form of rebellion against their parents' way of life was to start going to church. You know, and that could happen again. You just have to reach out for them. And that's why you have so many in the early millennials that are Christians.
Texas.